Chris and Kieran on 2FM.
Mr. Brian M. Lloyd, let's give him a big round of applause. Absolutely.
You guys.
Welcome, Brian M. Lloyd. It's good to have you in.
Thank you.
Good to have you on the show with us. I'm glad we were able to work this out. All very exciting. Now, let me tell you, who is Mr. Brian M. Lloyd? Well, in case you don't know, let me give him a big introduction. Mr. Brian M. Lloyd is the film editor with entertainment.ie. He is a film director, he's a film journalist, he's a film critic. He does all of that kind of movie stuff. And you can also hear him on RTE Radio 1's Arena sometimes. Yes, very posh. Have you been on there recently?
No, I haven't been on with the guys.
Maybe they know that you're in cahoots with us.
I think they do, because I've gone in a couple of times and like, oh yeah, I know you from 2FM.
My association
Sorry
about that, buddy.
It's okay.
Hey, look, you're going down with us,
We've
I guess,
lost
Brian.
Many friends that way.
Exactly. Well, look, Brian comes in, and what's very cool is, and I really do like this, Brian gets to see all of the films before anyone else gets anywhere near them. I mean, Brian gets to go to all of the advanced press screenings and all this kind of stuff, so he can come in and he can tell us exactly what it is that's going on with films.
Before we go any further, Brian, Chris, I saw Frozen for the first time.
I've never seen it either.
Really?
Never.
It's really good.
Is it?
I get it. I get why there is all this massive, massive hype, even a year later, about Frozen.
Really?
I do. Yeah, it's very funny and it's very well done.
I don't have any desire to see it. I don't know why.
Well, like, that's okay, guys, because let's be fair, it's directed towards like 6-year-old girls. So, you know, that's all right. But I had to watch it because I needed to know the hype. And I'm, you know, I love Disney and all
when
that.
When did you watch it? When did you watch it?
I watched it last weekend.
So you just went and got it?
Yeah.
Like, did you watch it with a niece or a nephew or anything?
No.
You just watched it?
You just like sat on your own
and watched Frozen?
Yeah.
Where? Did you rent it or like, what did you do?
I bought it.
Oh, wow. Are you joking?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Watched on DVD.
Wow. You bought the Frozen DVD.
Yeah.
And like not for like a younger family member, just for yourself.
I mean, are you going to repackage it? Are you going to give it to like a cousin or something?
Are you going to put it up on like a shelf in the sitting room and watch it every now and then?
Well,
when you need a good
classic film. Do you know what, guys?
Did you get the sing-along version?
No, I didn't.
No.
No, I didn't.
Do you know any of the songs yet?
Yes, I do.
Let It Go.
Let It Go.
Everyone needs to let it go.
Yeah,
what is going on? Well, all right,
anyway,
fair enough.
Good.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's very progressive
of
you,
Kieran.
We're talking movies,
aren't we? Yeah,
okay,
well, there you go.
Yeah. I suppose that is a film.
It is.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's
Chris,
true.
Chris, would you like to see Frozen?
No, a week ago, though, I watched the Winnie the Pooh film. I just bought it on DVD,
okay,
and
guys.
I just bought it, and I, you know, it was really good.
Yeah, I really do like Winnie the Pooh.
Given that we're talking films, you know, that's what I did. What about you, Brian? Did you watch Toy Story? I suppose Toy Story isn't that childish.
Toy Story is actually pretty cool. Jungle Book was always my favorite Disney
movie. Did you watch Jungle Book last week?
Do you know, actually, right, I was on Echo Island like about 20 years ago.
What?
And that was my specialist subject.
As in you got quizzed on Echo Island?
I got quizzed on Echo Island.
God, we have to find the audio of that.
Absolutely. Now that we're here. Yeah. Oh, most definitely.
Anyway,
well, look, that is something for another day. Brian comes in and as I say, he gets to give us all of the film news, all of the inside track. And I tell you something, this man gets paid for his opinions on film news. He knows what he's talking about. However, this evening, we're doing something a little different, of course, because it's kind of the end of the year. Brian, your top 5 films of the year.
Yes.
I mean, what were they? Because over Christmas and everything, I'm sure people are going to have a lot of free time and want to be avoiding their family members and will want any other distraction except actual human contact, especially me. So what films can we kind of immerse ourselves in? Because this is cool. You've made a list of your top 5 films. And can we do it in reverse order?
We can. We can start at 5 or start at 1.
Let's start at 5.
Start at 5. Okay. Number 5 is Her. You might have heard about this. This is the one with Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson.
Is this where she's the computer?
Yes.
Okay.
Now look.
She's the voice in the elevator.
She's the voice in a computer.
In a computer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is she like Siri or something?
She's kind of like Siri, but like, right. You see, this is it. You say that out loud, and it sounds totally daft.
No, it doesn't sound terrible.
But it sounds daft, though, doesn't it? Like,
yes.
How could you possibly fall in love with a computer? That doesn't make sense at all. I swear to God, though, you watch this film, and it totally makes sense. Totally buy it.
It was Spike.
Spike Jonze.
Spike Jonze was the director.
Yeah, that was good.
Did he direct Jackass?
No, he did. Yeah, you're right too. Yeah, he did Jackass. Yeah, and he did Where the Wild Things Are. He did a lot of really cool films. But yeah, Her, I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. Great soundtrack as well. Arcade Fire did the soundtrack.
Joaquin, am I saying that right? Because I always get it wrong.
Joaquin
Phoenix. I just think that he's got the most beautiful blue eyes I've ever seen in my life.
Have you ever seen that video where they like tilt his head upside down and they like make a little face out of his forehead?
Brian, is that one of the reasons you gave this film one of the top films of the year? Because of his blue eyes?
Yes.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad glad to hear that. So there you go. At number five, Her, with Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson. What is at number four in Brian M. Lloyd's top films of the year?
Guardians of the Galaxy. Remember this one that I was going on about?
Yeah, the Marvel one or something.
Yeah, the Marvel one that was set in space with Chris Pratt. It was really fun. It was really, really cool. I really, really liked it. I think
kind of put Chris Pratt on the map a good bit.
It definitely, like, I mean, it is definitely one of those roles where it's a star-making role. Like, he's going to be out next year in Jurassic World, the new Jurassic Park film. So yeah, like, he's going to be huge. Mm-hmm. And this was the film that really launched him. And I really liked it. It's really fun, great soundtrack, and it's, you know, it's brainless.
Exactly, yeah, okay. It's relaxing and stuff. Yeah, you can veg out watching it. There you go. What is number three?
Number three was Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah.
Now, why I'm going to say Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is because...
those monkeys were scary.
But that's the whole
point.
They
were unsettling looking. I remember saying this at the time.
I didn't even see the movie. I just saw like loads of the promos and those monkeys looked evil.
They're very aggressive.
They're really, really aggressive. Yeah. But there's a scene in it where
I want to go see a movie with aggressive monkeys?
But there's a bit in it where the monkey is in a horse and he's got two machine guns. How can you not love
that? Well, that is true. I do remember you talking about that before.
How can you not love that? Monkey with two machine guns.
I'm all behind that, I have to say. I am all for more films like that, in fairness. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's at number three. I tell you, the top two films of the year, as per Mr. Brian M. Lloyd, who, let
number
me tell you,
two.
Is one of the most in-demand film critics in Ireland, I'll have you know. And he gets paid to do this kind of stuff. So this list is pretty categoric and definitive, I'll have you know. Mm-hmm. What's number two?
The Lego Movie.
I didn't see it.
You still haven't seen it?
No, I still haven't seen it. And what I've heard about the Lego Movie is that there's an awful lot of adult humour in it.
There is.
Chris,
I give that big long spiel about this man is very, you know, then he says the Lego Movie.
Seriously, it's supposed to be really, really funny.
It's, I swear to God, like, you laugh, but no, really, give it a shot.
You know what? You're usually never, ever wrong. And I don't mean that in a smart way. Usually you're never wrong. So you must be right on this.
I swear to God, seriously.
Skyfall.
No, Kira.
That was the only one time.
That's the only time we've ever disagreed properly on something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
and
no,
we nearly ended our friendship over. Sorry, go ahead.
No, Chris, I swear to God. Give Lego Movie a go.
Okay.
I swear to God, give it a go.
Any big voices in it or?
Oh, tons, yeah. Again, Chris Pratt. You have Alison Brie. You have Nick Offerman. You have Will Ferrell. He plays Lord Business. There's tons of really recognizable names in it. And also as well, like really recognizable kind of like scenarios in it, as in like they go through this Middle Earth Lord of the Rings part. I know you hit Lord of the Rings. And it's called Middle Zealand.
Okay.
And then like the Millennium. And then like Batman turns up.
Oh, shit.
It's
amazing. That does sound good.
Okay, no.
Do you want to try and guess what his top film of the year was?
Okay, I'm going to go with Boyhood.
I'm going to go with that film, what's it called, 71?
Well, do you know what?
Oh, that was really good. I really liked that movie.
Yeah, I'm going to say that that's your top film of the year.
Kira was right. It was Boyhood.
Damn it!
No way!
But I swear to God, I was really debating between either 71 or Boyhood.
Well, there you go. So you gave it to Boyhood.
Did you see 71 Year
Old? No, I'm going to watch it over Christmas.
You gotta. Boyhood
is, this is the film that was filmed over years, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was filmed over 14 years and they used the exact same actors the entire time through it. So it was Ethan Hawke and Patricia Arquette. And they got this young kid at like 12 years old. His name is L.R. Coltrane. And they cast him at 12 years old and they actually kept coming back to him every couple of years when he was like in his teenage years and then when he went up to like his 20s.
So it was big. There's a big Oscar buzz about this movie. They've already been nominated for Golden Globe Awards, I think.
Yeah.
What was the one before Golden Globes?
It was the SAGs. Screen Actor Guild,
And so we're talking, there's going to be Oscars for this movie.
Definitely.
Okay, cool.
At the very least.
Well, there has to be, because there's never, ever been a concept like that before.
Never.
Come on, in fairness, if I put 14 years into a film, I'd want a few awards out of it.
Well, that's true.
I mean, mother of
that
God. Can you imagine if it was ignored after 14 years in production? It'd want to fucking get
it's
a few
like
awards.
14 years down the drain.
Well, look, at least they can take comfort in the fact that they've got Brian M. Lloyd's top film of the year.
Exactly.
I mean, that is something. It is. They could put that on the DVD cover or, I mean, I don't know. If the other stuff doesn't go well, they could always do that. I mean, let's be realistic.
Yeah.
Exactly. But hey, Brian M. Lloyd is here for, as you can hear, a very important reason to give us the rundown of the top films of 2014. But he is here for another very important reason. And I'm particularly nervous about this one. Kira and I think, always get very competitive when it comes to this just because of how important it is and how much we like it. But I think there's a particular sense of competition tonight.
Oh,
because
believe you me, Chris, there is.
Really?
Yes.
Could this be a deciding number?
This could be a deciding number.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
Okay, you see, Kira hasn't told me this. Kira is the only one with the figures. But Kira has the wins and losses stats for the whole year of this film quiz.
Yeah.
Are you saying tonight, Kira, the number might actually matter? Like, as in the wind tonight.
It does.
Are you serious?
It does.
Is it actually like a dead heat?
Well, no, it might be one person's behind by one or something, so that if they win, it's a draw. I don't know who's going to win what.
So, wow-wee. You know, Chris, you need to up your game, and I need to up my game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. All right, then. Well, look, let's get right into it. Every week, we play a film quiz. The final one of the year is going to end in what looks like a drama of the century, perhaps, because...
Oh, I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it.
Wow, so we must be tied or something. Kira hasn't told me the numbers, by the way, but hey, look, let's get right into it.
I will tell you, we're not tied.
You see, this is it. So as in someone...
Stop trying to guess and just play the movie quiz.
No, but I get it as in...
It's either going to be tied.
It's going to be a draw or one person's going to go ahead by two. Wow. Interesting. Okay, then. All right, well, look.
No. Okay, anyway.
Well, that's...
Okay.
I don't see how else the other scenario is, but hey, look, we'll see.
Could be a draw already.
Oh.
So then one person would go ahead by winning. Oh, wow.
See what I mean?
Okay.
There's many different scenarios, you guys.
All right, then. Well, look, every week Brian comes in, he gives us a film quiz. He gives us each three clips from films, of course. We need to get either the name of the film, the character, or the actor.
Can I say something?
Yes, Kieran.
I swear to God, Brian M. Lloyd, if there is a Training Day clip in there, I will actually physically hurt you, okay?
Training Day is my favourite film, and I know it off by heart, so I really hope there is. Brian, you have to decide who goes first tonight, and I know this is not an easy decision. Who is going to start the film quiz?
Do we have a coin or something? Because I feel bad.
We could do a coin.
Do we have a coin? Can we just grab a coin real quick?
No, we can get a coin.
Hang on.
Do you have a coin?
Hang on.
Okay, here. Boys.
Here, there's a coin.
Okay, all right.
It's a...
Oh, wow. What the hell? What the hell is this?
I was over in England over the weekend.
Were you?
I had some business over there,
cool. All right, okay, right, so...
I'm going to say heads.
I'll say tails.
All right, so you're Queen Elizabeth. Kira, you're Queen Elizabeth, and then Chris, you're this other person.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
All right, fair enough. Who is it, Brian?
Heads.
Okay.
Queen Elizabeth.
Kira goes first.
Thank you.
Kira, are you ready for your first
clip
this evening? Wow,
not
this
really,
is nerve-wracking.
Let's do it. Okay, let's do it.
This is actually nerve-wracking. Here we go, Kira.
How many times have I told you to your fucking big fucking Irish drunk face, keep my prisoner in there? Are both parents Irish? Because it shows.
Well, Kira, what do you think?
That's Ocean's... Is it Ocean's 11 or Ocean's 12?
Well, Kira, that's the question.
Is it Matt Damon? Is he in the jail?
I don't hear Matt Damon in that clip.
No, Matt Damon isn't, but it is the woman that plays his mother. Is it Ocean's 11 or Ocean's 12? God
Kira,
damn it!
We need an answer! You have 5 seconds. Five.
I'm going to say Ocean's 12.
Kira's saying Ocean's 12. Kira, here's your second clip.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
What do you think, Kira?
I have no idea.
No idea at all?
No idea.
Given the kind of gravity of this situation, do you want to at least take a guess so that you have
Jeremy
some answer
Irons.
Down? Okay.
No, it's not Jeremy Irons. Oh, I don't know. See, this is how I answer.
Give an answer, though. Give an answer so that at least you have something down.
Can I hear it again?
Of course you can.
Thank you.
Of course you can.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
I don't know. To me, it could be John Malkovich. It could be Jeremy Irons.
Give an answer.
Jeremy Irons.
All right, here's clip number three.
I always get it wrong.
Whoa! Bring money to Big Rock in Mojave Desert at dawn.
What?
Okay. That's The Hangover 2.
Okay. There you go. Right, now here are my three clips.
The Hangover 1.
Kira?
I'm not saying anything.
Kira, you can't.
Hangover 2.
Hangover 2.
Yeah.
Okay then. Here is my first clip.
At first, the Defense Against the Dark Arts post, is that correct?
Yes.
But you were unsuccessful?
Obviously.
What the hell is this? Like, I mean...
First, the Defense Against the Dark Arts post, is that correct?
Yes.
But you were unsuccessful?
Obviously.
I don't know. I have no
what
idea.
Is that?
Harry Potter. I mean, I don't have a clue. Here is clip number two.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Put that down.
Hello?
What? That's a clip!
Okay, just play it again. Just play it again.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Put that down.
Oh, I'm going to say elf. Because I hear the word elf in it. So I'm going to go for elf.
Hello.
Okay. It could be Christmassy. I have no idea. Brian, I'm going to kill you. Here's my third clip.
Supposed to stay in your seat until the plane reaches the terminal. No frequent flyer mileage for you.
Okay, that's Bruce Willis.
Who are you?
A cop.
A cop?
Yeah, one of the good guys. You see, you're one of the bad guys, and now that I got your sorry ass, I'm going to trade it for my wife.
I believe that's Bruce Willis. Well, there you go. I got 3 out of 3.
What
that's Bruce Willis.
Okay.
Bruce Willis.
So are you going to play the tiebreaker?
Well, here's what I'm wondering, Kira. Do we need to use the tiebreaker for another situation?
No, we don't.
We don't?
No.
Okay.
But you might as well just play. Will we go through the statistics?
Well, we might as well before we do tonight's final win.
Yeah,
we'll
like whatever.
Okay. Oh, wow. It must have been even.
Whatever.
Was it actually even?
It must have been.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no wonder. Was. No wonder.
She's got her like her little statue.
I don't
here.
Know what's going on. So Kira, can I use the tiebreaker?
Yeah, use it away.
All okay. right, well, we might as well use it now then before we do it. Anyway, there might have been a tiebreaker. There won't be a tiebreaker because I won. I got a solid 3 out of 3.
You did, yeah.
Well, Kira got 0 out of 3. So, you know, we don't need the tiebreaker, but here it would have been anyway. It's always a musical round and Kira and I have to try and buzz in just simply whoever gets there first. There's no clip for each of us.
What film? Is it Home Alone?
Correct.
Oh, yay. I got one.
Well, well done, Kira.
Shut up, Chris.
You're not even feeling a little bit happy like you mean you got the tiebreaker.
Would you like to hear the statistics?
Go on.
We might as well while this music goes on.
Okay. I was the first person to win.
Yeah.
When was our first game?
Our first game was on March 12th.
Wow.
And I won.
Okay.
Okay. Chris.
Yes.
You had the longest winning streak.
What was it? Four?
Four in a row.
Yeah, okay.
Nice.
The biggest winning streak that I had was 3 in a row.
Okay. Nice. Not bad.
There was one draw.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was on August 20th.
Yes.
There was a draw?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, oh, I remember that. Yeah.
I will tell you that I won 17 of the movie quizzes this year.
Okay. Right.
But I have to hand it to him because I think he had a really, really good year.
For the movie quiz, I did.
Mr. Chris Green won the movie quiz, including tonight's 19 times
wow.
this year.
So yeah, Kira needed tonight to draw.
I needed tonight to draw, and my God, it did not work out for
me. Oh my God.
Well, there
so,
you go.
Chris Green is the winning champion of the movie quiz 2014.
But here's what really annoys me, right?
Oh, Chris, like, for God's sake, will you just take the win?
Here's what irritates me.
Okay.
I'm good at the wrap-off, and Kira won the wrap-off for the year.
Really?
I'm good at the fake celebrity news quiz.
No, Chris,
and Kira wins it for the year.
No, Chris, we didn't go through the statistics of the wrap-off.
Did we not?
No, we didn't.
But we did like an on-air thing. And like we asked the people to decide who did the best out of the year with each of our best raps.
And
so
Kira
I think
won.
That you won, yeah. And then Kira won the fake celebrity news quiz. So the two things that I care about, I didn't win. And then the film quiz, which I'm always dog shit at, I win.
Well, I wouldn't say 19 wins is bad.
I was going to say the stats don't lie.
I suppose numbers don't lie to my baby, do they? No.
Chris, your longest winning streak was from November 12th to December 3rd.
I was really on form then.
Yeah.
You won four in a row. Actually, I lie. After winning tonight, Chris, on December 17th, you've actually won the movie quiz 5 times in a row.
Oh, wow. Well, we weren't here last week.
Yeah. No.
So,
oh, so wow. Take that into account. So you've won it five times in a row.
Fair enough. All right.
So,
look,
you know I can't argue with that. Well done.
Thank you, Kira.
You've come a long way, baby.
I really have. When we first started playing this a few years ago, on another radio station, like literally Kira would win sometimes like 9, 10 weeks in a row.
Oh yeah, completely.
And I was terrible. So look, there you go. Brian, you really have taught me. You have developed me as a film critic and a film mind.
So the real winner here is Mr. Brian M. Lloyd.
You've educated me in modern cinema, Brian.
Thank you.
Like you have. Well, there you go. Brian, look, before you go, I know you're very busy. I want to say, and this sincerely, it has been an absolute pleasure having you in for the last week. I really mean it.
Last week?
Or last year.
Wow, that's mean.
Well, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, Brian wears on my patience. No, for the last week. Last year. Stop
it. Chris.
Last year.
Oh, God.
It's been awesome. It's been so much fun. I mean, we've had a great time. You are, honestly, I look forward to you coming in every week. And I mean that.
You know what, Brian? Putting aside what happens tonight and the clips that you gave me for the final ever movie quiz of 2014, I will forgive you because you're an absolute asset to the show. And not only that, you're a really, really lovely person.
Oh, stop.
No, I mean it, Brian. You're a really nice guy.
Most importantly, you've got the best hair I've ever seen in my life.
You do. No, and I mean it, Brian. You're a really awesome dude. And it's an absolute pleasure that we all happened upon each other.
Stop,
man, you know, Brian once came on the show by accident, pretty much. You know, more or less. Mm. And it kind of just developed from there. And so it's absolutely brilliant.
Stop. I swear to God. No, really. I swear to God, I always look forward to coming in here. I always love doing it. I swear to God, I love both of you.
Well, there you go.
So happy Christmas to everybody.
Well, look, Brian, most definitely.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Brian, can I ask you a favor?
Sure.
And I mean this. Can we all get serious here for a minute? In 2015, now, Brian, I never ask you to pull strings.
All right.
I never ask you to pull strings.
I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, go on.
Paul Blart Mall Cop. There's going to be a film premiere of Paul Blart Mall Cop.
There is.
And I want me and you to go to it together.
Yes.
Because I know it's probably going to be held in Dublin.
Yes.
And I know it's probably going to be one of those private screenings that not many people are allowed to go to.
Uh-huh.
But I want you to do what you do. Brian has friends in all of these film studios and everything. Uh-huh. And I would like to go see Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 premiere with you.
Chris?
Okay.
For your Christmas present?
Yeah.
I will do that for you.
Awesome. Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
Merry
Christmas. I appreciate that.
Merry Christmas,
Brian. Merry Christmas. Absolutely.
Merry Christmas, Chris. Chris and Kira on 2FM.